Good day, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on laying that crazy job. And welcome to track 6, where we're going deep into the black book. And yes, this is the present me. I hope you got a lot of value from listening to that past me on the last track. And that you really feel that you can integrate these ideas on the 4-step protocol. Because, as we've been covering throughout this masterclass, who you step into the room as is your sale, isn't it? When you step into the room, what are they buying but the person who's sitting right in front of them? They're not buying your resume, not buying your experience, not buying your education. The person you are sitting right in front of them is who must land that crazy job. And so I hope that past me did a good job of really conveying how powerful a tool this is. Because we all know it works this way for pro athletes, right? And just wake up in the morning, take a sip of water, tie up their boots, boom, they're ready to go. Right? Pro athletes have rigorous routines for the way that they prepare on game day. And the 4-step protocol is your method. So that when you show up to crush that crazy job interview, you're best prepared. And as the past me mentioned there, this didn't just come together in these 4 basic steps, but years and years and years of research into these topics of top performance. Tens of thousands of hours, thousands of books brought together into a very simple 4-step protocol so you can show up your best. See, and this is what the black book is about as well, that you're doing this work so that when you step into the room, you're best prepared. Right? Wasn't that principle 1 of selling that we hit back in track 4? You've done all this work so that when you step into the room, you are best prepared. And if you think back to track 2, the system, you remember that first pillar of being prepared. And the role of the black book is absolutely long-term preparation. So you're stepping back, figuring out how do you best position yourself to walk in there and sell yourself. What do you need to be able to convey? Who do you need to be? How specifically have you set yourself up to best answer their questions? As I mentioned back there as well, that the black book comes from the world of selling. The top salespeople set themselves up in these ways. Because over and over again, they're talking to potential buyers, hearing the same questions. Positioning their product or service the same ways, hearing the same objections, telling the story about their business and then personally why they do what they do. And so top salespeople never rely on just making it up every time. They write it all down in their black book. They review it, they rehearse it, they're constantly coming back to it and editing it, constantly working towards their best ideas to be their best prepared. It's like studying for an exam, isn't it? You don't just wake up on the day of the exam, take a quick look at your textbook for the first time, think back on a couple of those lectures that you sat in. Well, not if you want to crush the exam, you don't do that, do you? You step back months or weeks, if you're pushing it, before that, and you rehearse, review everything that you've studied in this course. You write it down. You create your summary notes. You go back through it over and over and over and over and over again. Because this is the process of learning, isn't it? We don't learn because you sit in a lecture and hear someone drone on about something. When you take those ideas and write them down and summarize them and rework them and write papers with them, over and over again, you're taking this knowledge, putting it to practice, making it your knowledge. How valuable would this be to have the same approach to the way you crush that job interview? So instead of just walking in blind like many people do, or just writing up a few pages of ideas, you have a highly methodical method that top salespeople use. How might this make you be more and more prepared? And how might being more and more prepared help you in walking in and crushing that crazy job interview? This is the purpose of the Black Book. So you're not just making it up. You're making it great. Like these top sports teams that we've been talking about. They just run out on the field and make it all up, do they? The Lakers don't decide, well, hey, today, why don't you play that position? I'll play this. Got no plays. Just running around, grabbing the ball, throwing it. Right, so top teams have top approaches that they write down and study and practice over and over again. Like a top chess player doesn't just sit down at the table and say, all right, well, yeah, I mean, let's just make up some games. They've played so many games. They've studied the strategy of winning so deeply that when they sit down to play chess, they know every move. Even just seeing a move by their opponent made now, your mind is able to think 50 moves ahead to what you need to do now. And we're coming at this crazy job interview the same way. Thinking ahead, what questions are you going to get asked? How are you going to tell your story? What sort of highlights are you going to bring out? What's the absolute best ways to be answering your questions? What about the structure of the sale? In track four, we went deep into the five principles, didn't we? And we played around a lot with how do you navigate the buying decision? And in the next track seven, in the interview protocol, we're doing this even more specifically. How do you walk in there, figure out what you need to know? What are their drivers? What are their objections? And then how do you use them? So as we drill deeper into the Black Book, this is what you're going to see. Third, we're going to be going deep into the structure of the sale, really setting ourselves up for the next track on the interview protocol. Laying out how specifically do you drive the interview for landing your crazy job. Before that, in step two, we're focused on the Q&A. Preparing your sale, your story, how you walk in prepared, like that exam. And step one, we already talked about this back in track two, we are starting with you. Because just like we did in the four-step protocol, it doesn't matter what you know. Doesn't matter how prepared you are for that job interview. If you show up like a total loser. Think about what we talked about in the four-step protocol on state. Nervousness, fear, lacking confidence. These are states. These are loser states that lead you to fail in that job interview. And so the first part of the Black Book, again, we're circling back to the same topic of starting with you. All right, now before we dive in, I just want to issue the crazy warning. This is crazy what we're doing here. This is extreme. See, most people, if they're trying to be prepared, they're going to write up some notes for an interview, aren't you? But what about having a whole book on it? Like your Bible, where you write up your best ideas and work them over and over and over again. Some people say that's crazy. Again, what do we say? That's crazy not to do that if you're going for this crazy job that matters so much for you. But it is extreme. It requires real work, real effort, real focus. And it's also extreme for me to be going through this with you. And to also have given you the template Black Book that you see came with this masterclass. See, I didn't want to just walk through these ideas with you. I didn't want to just give you the best ideas I know on these topics. I want to just set you up in a way where you can actually do it for yourself. Because knowledge is what? You got it. And what really matters is how do you take all this knowledge and put it to work so that you show up best prepared? It's just like studying for an exam. You don't read that textbook 1,000 times, you take notes. And you might read those notes 1,000 times. Because you're setting yourself up to win. And this isn't rocket science here. This is the science of top performance. That you win through doing the work. Being highly systematic. Repeatable processes. That you keep working through a process of continuous improvement. And that's the way you want to see this black book. As we'll talk about in a bit, this isn't about scripting up your ideas and walking in and trying to remember what you wrote down. This is about working it over and over and over and over again so these ideas become so deeply ingrained in your mind. All right, crazy people, let's dive in to this crazy black book for landing that crazy job.